Deva says, Dinde Tawanye Chune, Dag Gibum, my Jena, Dile Luba Shamed, Dine Dile Pombang Shamed, was what that means. Dinde Tawanye Chune, Dag Gibum, my Jena means the Ip Ga, Dinde Tawa means the such like this kind of. A leisure and fortunate life like this, when obtained, we obtained and then great and then leisure and fortunate life. Other in that our nature, that gegom majana when after I obtained such a like opportunity like this, ne, but that gegom majana if I don't do. Gewa, Komba Majana means Gewa means it, all kind of meritorious virtues, practice. If you don't do that, if I don't do this, then that is very, very shameful. Dile Luba Shemet, Dile Pomba Shemet, is no, Luba means deceiving, is no deceiving to myself. There is no other deceiving than this, greater deceiving. There is no stupidity, greater stupidity than this. That is what Oshantadeva was saying. So therefore we have to always thinking this way. This is the time to not wasting time. And this is the time to do great opportunity, great fortunate, great leisure that we have. Also, therefore, now should be utilized this remainder of this life. If I don't do that is deceiving oneself, and or that is then more stupidities, or that is the Shantadeva saying. So, therefore, we have try to best our situation, our life, and especially such life, or this even a huge human society. But there is so much society has so much some of them whole lives concentrating negative evil. Or killing, stealing, lying, cheating, and for their own selfish purpose, doing all things, doing so much things mostly. And we have some people have great opportunity to listening holy dharma, direct Buddhist teaching, or the teachings valuable, precious teachings valuable, teachers are still valuable. All practitioners whom you look those things, admirable things, also valuable. So within that oneself has some kind of special, at least interest if rising this, that is also a fortunate thing. Otherwise will not rise in fortunate as interest at all. On the outside completely oneself not interested like that way. This is also very, very fortunate. With that, now thinking, learning, starting this connection with that, now to do as much one can. Or the following life, it doesn't mean following sitting somewhere all the time, sit without doing anything. But we can study, Dharma practice, teaching, listening, and then practice to the verbally or bodily, mentally as much every day, whatever one can do, on any pure side, virtuous side, holy side, and then the negative side, always awareness, and then try to avoid as much one can do. That is the whole we can do. And some of the better ones, of course, they have very, very high level of practice, meditation or something, or great, great, and then that is according to an individual. Therefore, at least we can do on this life is not completely wasted. That is also wasting. Life doesn't mean too long or something. We don't see. So therefore, yesterday we were talking same way. The everyday morning and impermanent life, thinking that the first movement is motivation. I'm life. I'm precious life again. beginning. So I have wonderful opportunity. How long lasted? I don't know. That kind of thinking. That way. So therefore, whatever I do something. At least with that, then you can do all any meditation or whatever you do, starting learning, or even you go to job work, or you are doing opportunity to, or helping to others, save something, beneficial to others, servicing to others. At least those kind of. With the attitude, good attitude, and the peaceful, gentle way to on and you do. That is the religious or the purpose of this kind of teaching. Not on this kind of lessening, teaching, and how can I utilize this to make money or make my fame or go to somewhere, sell whatever I learned to sell to others, then that is no good motivation, or it will not benefit. So therefore, all these things in a very, very special way to do. So now, that's enough. Now our subject is hard one. Now you can, some of you can sleep. all day. Yeah. All day. That today is now we are a subject of Madhyamika the school. We have four schools in after Buddha died. Based on rise, those major four schools are from his teachings. First to wheel of Dharma, or the Four Noble Truths, etc. Very, very fundamental, ground level teaching. Very, very, that is based on that. Many, many schools of, for example, Vaiveshika, Svatantrika, these things happen. And the follower of Hinayana, or practitioners, so-called Hinayana followers, those things happen. And then, Mahayana teaching has been divided into all the second year he taught Panchana Paramita Sutra, and the last tour to the end, and then Sandinya Mujjana Sutra, etc. Also, therefore, we talked from Sandinya Mujjana Sutra, Langavadara Sutra, etc., Shimala Divya Sutra, etc., many, many, all these, based on these sutras, which explained mainly, don't too much. Attach to the external thing, to our mind only. Mind is the most dominating thing. So therefore, everything mental nature is like that kind of teaching. Also, a lot of Buddhist scriptures taught based on that, Yogacaran or Sem Dhamma means that is the Tibetan word. Sem is mind, Dham is mirror, only mind, only system. Or that is the rises, or that kind of also systematically then later I am Maitreya and Asanga. Now then these great explanation, teachings and books written. Although we have not much time to do Maitreya's five books, and then based on that Asanga wrote then those and then all Bhumis and great and books or Asanga wrote, and then mainly Asanga himself or great higher realization having of those, but his main text and all the explanation is the Yogacara's way or mostly written. All like that way, and then subsequently many commentaries, sub-commentaries, that kind of system rises, Yogacara system. Whether that is the Dham, and then what they believe is the, all of these, each of them summarize, and we have the books, the Tibetan short books, also we have summarized those things, and then the main essence of those summary is yesterday, whatever yesterday we were talking, other that is the fundamental basis in general, universal, how they believe, and from within that the spiritual path, base path, on any path, how do they believe, how do they, and then through this practice, the final goal, spiritual goal, and then fruit, all of these three things, mainly all of schools, basically, those three things, area. All of this is the Yogacara's view, also we talked a little bit. Now today we use a little bit the Majjhimika view. That is the Majjhimikans rises from the second wheel, which is the Buddha taught in the second time or second actually year Katakotu mountain, and then Panjana Paramita Sutra, etc. There are many books. Main thing is Panchana Paramita Sutra, which explains all the highest viewpoint, Shunyata, ultimate truth, or mostly that is the teaching. And there is a kind of basis of basic foundations lay out already. So there were each of those categories and different categories, five aggregates, ayatanas, element, 18 datus, all of this before explained. Now, on these, everything on these, no inherent or existing, ultimate existing. They are all empty. That is the showing, this kind of the Panjana Paramita Sutra. That is from that rose in the Majjhimika school. Majjhimika school, especially more developed from Nagarjuna, or the founder of Nagarjuna, who wrote all the mainly concentrating. Is the main concentration is what is the Panjana Paramita Sutra explained, Buddha, or the especially Shunyata part, emptiness part, and that looks like heart belief, and also it doesn't looks like doesn't have much meaning or purpose, but the Nagarjuna etc. showing this is the most important. Realization of Shunyata. Without the realization of Shunyata, there is no emancipation, there is no enlightenment, or all other things are method aside or helping, assistant to remove the obstacles to achieve highest goal. But without that, even the six parameters, charity, sila, and the patience, etc., many taught, compassion, love, etc., But all of them has to be with the basic idea or view is the emptiness of the object and the goal, base and the object and the goal, everything, doing, doer, done, and then three, all those, and then past, the present, the future, everything, and all of them, and it has to realize the true nature is not real thing, and automatically or inherently emptiness have to realize. With that, then these methods have to practice. So therefore, that is emptiness, shunyata, as Panchanaparamita Sutra explained, and then that is not properly understand, and then it's still again, again, great disaster, or how much you effort, how much study, how much practice, and they will not, temporary goals, of course, yes, but the final emancipation or enlightenment may not achieve. What that is, the Nagarjuna himself says, Tongbanyi la tanyin, shirap janam pungrachu. Kengshi du la sung ye dang, ringa, lokra du machines. Rinjitongwa or something, the Nagarjuna says, Tongbanyi la tanyin means, if you, tawam is a viewpoint or about shunyata, Nyena means if you have mistaken wrongly to hold Tongba means empty means this way, or wrong way, empty meaning of that, not properly understand, view is wrong way, if you hold, and then Sharap Chayanam Pungwarjurus, Pung means disaster, those great wisdom, and even how much wisdom, how much practice, how much done, they will be on and not fulfill their goal and on falling into nihilistic pung means sometimes on and shunyata wrongly understand and also nihilistic view. Madhyamika means middle way is free of extreme and the extreme of the two things, nihilistic and permanency. So both of them, three of in the middle, ultimate reality should be realized. So therefore, in order to cut the permanency part and the nihilistic viewpoint, completely, total nothingness, that also, nihilistic means, Tongba means no, nothing. There is everything like repertoire looks like thinking. That is another way of the nihilistic view. So if you view everything, there is no some Buddha, Dharma, there is no samsara, there is no, as Heart Sutra says, there is no form, sound, smelling, taste, etc. There is no form of truth, there is no Buddhahood. So all of this, no. If you literally understand that way, not deeper meaning of that, and then Tongbanyi la tanyena shirapchena pungwa jurus, and then the pungwa means disaster will nihilistic view. Once you have this kind of karma and cause and effect relationship and final achievement Buddhahood or a negative way to result of misery, something, all of this, if you no, that means you're not going to do anything to tour to them, stopping negative things, to getting positive things, and all, nothing, because there's a view of no, nothing. So that is it. That way, if you view, if you remain that, that is a great disaster. So, Tongbanyi la tanyi na shirap chen na pungwa jurus. That example, Nagarjuna says, Kangshir du la sung ye dang, if you don't know, du means snake, snakes, there are some poison snakes, etc. They are kind of beautiful, nice, so therefore thinking every snake to try to ask, try to touch or something. Sung means to holding. Sung yena means wrong way to hold all the snakes in nature, especially, I say, poison snake. Or, their nature is if they are touched, of course, wrongly, they will bite you, and then you will be killed, right? Misery, suffering. So, therefore, can you do la sung nye dang? That is this. Or, that will be great disaster. Or, then the same way, ringa lokra tubashin. Ringa means some kind of mantra, recitation, some kind of high, some kind of special kind of mantra, which you use sometimes in the world, or the black magical, some kind of or spell or something to recite certain things and do. All those things also, if you do wrong way, and the black magic is and they will do hurt to others, also finally turn yourself, or like that way. So this kind of, all the disaster will come. So therefore, it is most important to realize, understand about all truth of shunyata, or truth of everything, phenomenal things. Okay, that is the order Nagarjuna says. Okay, so therefore, from this, and then Nagarjuna wrote the six treatises, and then Majjhimika Mula, and then other, all the shastras, different on the explanation, Majjhimika Mula, 27 chapters, and so much, everything logically explained. MD, why MD, you see? Or, then, sometimes he explained he will by, from the point of cause, from the point of result, from the point of doer or doing and done activated action, Chaji Lesum. Sometimes fire burning, by what burning? What things to burn? What is the nature of burning, etc.? Or then, like this, each chapter has its concentrated dark self, egoticity, viewpoint, and then what is the self, etc., those things. And then all kind of bring important subjects. And then they are not automatically exist. They are not inherently existence. Yeah? Then later, tenti takpa means dependent. How things are then not existent, then they are not total non-existent, then what, and then they are existing dependently, also dependent nature, or relative nature, dependent nature, that is also all the Nagarjuna explained. This how to, without contradicting, or no inherent existence yet exist, by only purely dependently, relatively, these two things has to know. Yeah? Or these things in not knowing to relatively existing instead of that, exist automatically, inherently, that way, permanency, wrong view. Or when you try to reject on that kind of automatic existence, inherent existence, that means nothingness, to become like a rabbit hole, that is another extreme, also a nihilistic view. So therefore, one has to, or between their middle way, to everything exist as a middle way, or, so therefore, properly should be understand emptiness. Although we have permanence always, little or less nihilistic view, everything, when you see, hear, or touch, etc., food, taste, and everything, beautiful, whatever thing, or ugliness, etc., real thing, as we believe, as real enemy, as real beautiful, as real taste. Also, thinking that way, my house is the best, beautiful, better than anybody else, or myself also, like that way. So positive things inherently, automatically holding this is the most powerful permanency. So therefore, Buddha taught mainly emptiness is opposite way to think like that way. So that order that is the takjaga tanyi dang tawa means two free of two extremes. Order that is the talking. So now and then there's two extremes, three of two extremes, majjhimagga means that is the middle or way or whatever that is, no, that is saying, or that path, especially in the, no, the later path system is the most important. Yoga is meditation practice, is a central or meditation is this one. Also, so therefore, on this system, based on a certain kind of the school, the Nagarjuna explained, after Nagarjuna's words, text, all the verses, of course they are very hard again. And then again, explanation, commentaries, different commentaries, sub-commentaries written by Indians, also therefore that desirable and the commentator, Baba Viveka, etc., Arya Deva and Baba Viveka, and then Shantarakshita, etc., and then later Chandrakirti, those wrote a huge commentary, and then based on that some view or something. So therefore that is the division of Rangyupa and the Tengyupa, Majjhimagga, two schools comes. Rengyu means autonomous school or something like that. Tengyuwa means mere, pasangika is the mere consequential school, or anyway in English like that way. That doesn't mean what is that means, or you may hard to know. So now, this is, if you read all those things, okay, first one is the, then Nagarjuna and his direct disciple, Arya Deva, Hijabha means all 400 stanzas, Majjhimagga written, both of them. So both of them, in great, great respect, both every followers, Majjhimaggans. So they were Shungchimu means great Majjhimaggan. This order, or the teacher or scholar. Then subsequently, commentary when it comes, and then little bit history talking about Baba Viveka, and then Baba Viveka is the great commentator. Again, Shrabdhama, etc., big commentary is written on his understanding. And then, or the right after the Buddha, Nagarjuna wrote, or then a commentary called Buddha Palita, or Sangye Jang or Buddha Palita. He wrote commentary Buddha Palita. Or Buddha Palita's view is then good, more Pasangika's way written. So therefore, he used all the Nagarjuna's verses, etc., and the rejections, making is the instead of this should be this, because this, instead of that, if that case, if this wrong way and this, then this would be this consequence, negative way of negation, or negative way, if you wrong way to hold this, and what is fault, and if that case, then this would be, tangible means consequential, means most of this way written. Or then later, Baba Viveka, another one, he didn't understand Nagarjuna's idea very well, or he wrote everything consequential, should be Rengyu misses, or there is some proof, positive proof, or something, logically positive proving you should have. So therefore, Buddha Palita wrote consequential always doing, that is wrong, also that way some special proving, logical proof, that logical proof is special kind of the three aspects, you have those subjects, those things are inherently exist. 라지가 proof 올어서 proof itself is exist inherently. 어느네 they were saying. So therefore this system truly existence or inherently existence is a little differently. Exist inherently or characteristically exist is a little different. Truly exist, automatically exist. That is it, they don't believe. Or Baba Viveka don't believe. So therefore, since Baba Viveka and then rejection of Buddha Palita to this way, to proving some autonomous system means like that. Autonomous means something prove that the proof has proof themselves reason and the subject and the predicate and the reason. Reason itself real something kind of able to prove on a predicate on the subject. That also something which inherently existence. Characteristically existence. If they are not characteristically existent or inherent not existent, then they are nothingness. So therefore, should be in or like that way. Although Nagarjuna rejecting is the ultimate truth, ultimately existing, not there, that is the his view. Although that is, this Baba Viveka is a great in Majamikan follower, is it or like that way. Whether that is the his followers or some other Majamikans follower or like those things happen, Rangjuba means Rangjuba, Tibetan word Rangju. Rangju means self self reasoning or something. Anyway, English word the autonomous system. What's the autonomous? Autonomous. Oh, okay. Autonomous. Autonomous or autonomous? Autonomous. Autonomous. Okay. Autonomous is the system. What does that mean? Independent. Independent is some kind of reasoning. Not merely if this case, if so, everything in permanent, then it would be all the time such and such, etc. There are logical other kind of consequences, but those are the only rejection of consequence. But after that, something to prove positively, this should be this, because this, that kind of logical reason, true reason should be autonomous reason should have. That is Baba Viveka saying. Okay. Alright, that kind of that happened like that way. Although that is the his follower, there are many, many other Svatantrika Majjhimika or that's these Majjhimikans are more closer, a little bit lower school, Svatantrika, etc. The everything truly existent. Not only the everything real or autonomously exist. Inherently exist, they believe. So a little more connection with that. Majjhimikan, but a little bit touch of the wrong view like that way. Although that is in a later, great Chandrakirti, who wrote his own comment or rude text, Majjhimika Avatara, and he wrote first, Siksal means the killer word, which is written commentary on Nagarjuna's book, or a big commentary wrote. So these commentaries and things and purely, clearly, or rejection of Baba Viveka's viewpoint. He rejects the true existence, ultimate existence, but he still keeps all any inherent existence or autonomous or any system, etc. Everything characteristically exists, inherently exists. That he didn't reject. But that is Nagarjuna's view is wrong. Although this person, Chandrakirti called, or Chandrakirti rejects, that is a huge rejection also there. So anyway, that is Pasangika means it should be purely on a consequential system. Consequential system, then you don't need, you are proving some kind of logical special proof. That is the basis of something inherently existence, believing. That is to rely on that. Consequence, in that case, this would be, these consequential rejections also, they can refute others' wrong view, and that is the job of that. You don't need something autonomous or inherently something proof. That is, you don't need, okay? So therefore, Pasangika's view is much, much subtle, much, much, or the harder, but the much, much looser. This consequential system, of course, later, of course, in Tibet also, we all follow Madhyamikas, these two Madhyamikas. One is the Svat on the autonomous system, one is the consequential system. And then following highest the system or school is the consequential system. That is following that. That is the Chandrakirti wrote great commentary and his own text, the Madhyamika Avatara, his verse, we have those things. And his other commentary also, his own book has also other commentary, etc. Chandrakirti is the great writer. Also, therefore, for example, in Tibet, Adisha, great famous in Naland, or the master came to Tibet. Also, he also, most Lamrim Chemo, or Lamrims are first rude texts written by Adisha and to the all in Tibetans and in followers. Other Adisha also, he said, advice also, what is the viewpoint, main viewpoint about Shunyata, etc. Somebody asked, Adisha also saying, his own was saying, is the, Lutu Loma Dadai, Telechunga Mangavi, or Tobani in Sheba Jews. Dawatapa Chandrakirti is the, or more in the mainly so, or follower of desire, main disciple of the Chandrak, or the Nagarjuna. So, Tele Jube Menga, Miss Menga, or special kind of instruction of about Shunyata from Nagarjuna, Buddha Balita, then to Chandrakirti himself, come. He clearly explained everything. What is rejectable, what is provable, everything done. So from that, if you start from that, then you will understand Shunyata properly. Tele Jube Menga Tongbani Shebra Jurus. Other Adisha also saying like that way. So therefore, Madhyamika, or the name following these days more, or following or the highest ones according to Pasangika system. Four schools. Although four schools, and then from ranking from bottom to all the way Pasangika up there. But that doesn't mean viewpoint contradict each other, but doesn't mean all of these are abandoned, rejected, or like that should not do. Because each of them important, first one step to the next. That will stepping to the four eyes. Each step, on stairs, you can't get up there immediately. First down, step number one, then you have step by step. That helps assistant to next step. So like that way, one should be or understand that way. That is the saying. So, therefore, now today we will talk a little bit about this is a story, historical, but a very, very rough story. Now the meaning, is the divination, and divisions, and etymology, etc., all of these explanations, I don't want to talk those. Now each of them real actually what the meaning and then that is the same thing. Again have to go the how the view and fundamental basis, everything universal or everything how they believe in general. And then within that spiritual path system, how this path and how they believe they find a truth. Or through this result, or fruit. That is, we will rambly a little bit, some of them talk. Yeah? Now, when you talk, you see, I don't want to separately first talk, also, but under the Gamma Jamaica a long time, then Pasangiga, each of them, when you have time to or study, first those way. But today, I will both together some differences, what is the Pasangiga, and Subhachandrika Majjhimika, okay? All the Majjhimika, the one is the all the autonomous the system and consequential. Those what the different views. Now, first one thing is the easier is the the autonomous school, they will, they say, no true existence, automatic existence, no, that is, no means like that. But they want to something inherently existence. Then it depends on Rangshinji Tuba. Rangwana Tuba, Rangsenyi Tuba means a character, their own characteristically existence. Something like that they want to hold. So therefore, everything, whatever exists, except the all repertoire and so non-existent, then you can't say. Anything whatever knowable, anything whatever exists, whether produced or non-produced, everything whatever exists must be exist or inherently, must exist. Or then characteristically, that is the system. Or that is the autonomous system. And then the Pasangika, other side, there is no differences. Everything automatically not exist, truly not exist, inherently not exist, characteristically not exist. There are so many words, all of these are same thing, or nothing which is truly or inherently existence. Okay, that is what they said. Yeah, that is a huge difference, right? Okay, alright. So, then, with the death, then, let we say, for example, maybe here you need something a little bit. Why? And then these differences, for example, a subtle way you're talking about. For example, they will always on talking. Final goal is emancipation. Emancipation, in order to get emancipation, of course, there are this the ignorance or egotistic view or on holding, grasping on self and the phenomena things as they are, or in the real, or inherently. Pasangika would say, self is not exist inherently, and same way other any phenomena are, there is nothing inherently existence. Okay? But the other ones, then inherently existence. Now, sap, for example, sap. Let's say we have talked a little bit sap. Sap is I, me, and we have, everybody has I, me first. Oh, I want to enjoy, I want to have some name, I want to pleasure, and I have to get something. We have I, me, or we have the, all these in egotistic view, self. So I want to this and this, and when you somebody reject you, You are no more good or something, you are bad or ugly or something, whatever you say, you get completely hatred, yeah? Or how could they say me? I am the great, I am the innocent, I am the gentle and most acceptable, attractable, respectable, honorable. Anybody don't do that, don't think that they are fool. I'm not sure everybody think that way. I do sometimes. So therefore, anyway, I means, what is the I? Now, philosophically doing these mathematics, what is the essence of I? Where is I at the surrounding? Looking everywhere. Or the, let's say, Pasangika's way of saying is, when you looking everywhere, I, what is the, when I am such, and somebody says, you are stupid, dumb, and you have deeply on and hurt, I am not there. What is that object of that thought? I. Where is that I? Is that I is the head, or this body, or mind, or where is that essential I? Actually, okay, that is the mainly things. There is no real them inherently, anywhere you look, for example, here I will say, I am Zopa, or then, where is Zopa? Or then, am I Zopa? Is there my head? No, actually not. Head also difficult to find. There's noses, hairs, brains. Head itself also disappear. Okay, then down there, bottom there, stomach area, look there. Is the stomach? No, stomach is very bad. Stomach is dirty things there. All the other, between their heart. No, heart is a lot of circling, and at the server, holes there, little things. That is not me. Yeah, then little further, your bones. Bones, not me. And then inside the bones, there is a marrow. Is that marrow? No. Where is the man? Then where am I? Who am I? Now you have to think that way. Real, what I usually thinking, and I, me, is something wonderful, and most respectable, most cherishable one. Where is that I? Right? Well, then when you look, that is everywhere. No single, from top to bottom to the feet, from outer side to inside, where even each single look, this is not I, this is not I, this is not I means. Where is that? And then all put together, combination? Combination cannot be. Yeah? Right? Also, so therefore, combination, that corpse has all these combinations. All of a sudden. So anyway, so that way, inherently, I is not there. So I is exist. Me Zopa exist. Exist how? Merely relative way, dependently. Where the body and the senses and the consciousness and many things together, you can softly wrong thought or by thought or namely, this is the Zopa. Or same way anybody will say, this is the John, this is the Peter, or this is the such-and-such, lady such-and-such, etc. You can call them probably, don't examine. Without that, you can think like that way. Other that is the phenomenally, relatively, nominally, namely exist, not automatically, inherently by their own nature, but namely exist. Name is on the top of that to put. That is the example is the that is yesterday lady on asked me, so what is the about shunyata, yeah, you said there. Other that is the mainly explaining like this way. So therefore this is the Buddha's example is the Buddha first they try to explain that is the outside self and the phenomena or outside he tells on this day those days there is no car. So therefore these days chariot. Chariot, beautiful chariot, kings, knights, etc. Chariot. So chariot is the Buddha's example. When you think of chariot, great, great, special thing, where is chariot? Now chariot also, when you think reality of real, the chariotness or something, real chariot, there is no inherent chariot. There is a lot of wheels, and then the real area and then little house or building and doors and ceiling and all of these things, particles, so many particles put together, we certain kind of, with the shape and with a certain kind of things together, and then we just softly, that is chariot. If you, without examination, ultimate analysis, without ultimate analysis, you can find conventionally, you can find chariot, you can find yourself, you can find other things. If you do, behind that real something, reverent object, when I call chariot or me or house, etc., if you go reverent object, actually inherently something existence, you find, try to find, you can't find. You find emptiness. Right? There is nothing there. That doesn't mean no chariot, doesn't mean. There is no zoba, not. I wouldn't be happy. There is no zoba. I want to have no zoba exist. How? I don't want to examine. If I examine, I will find maybe emptiness, fortunately. Okay, that's joking. Okay. that is the Pasangika, the view is nothing. Now, outside, you know, house, phenomena, nothing, object, mountains, rivers, trees, etc. And then the name just given, just thought to appear certain things, many, many combinations together, name given, that is. This house also, temple is a beautiful temple, nice, wonderful. We have attachment of temple or something like this, wonderful thing. What is the temple-ness or that kind of inherent temple? And you looking there, what is the ceiling or floor or door or everywhere? And then you look, there is no real inherent or temple not exist. Or that is the Tanya tak means Tanya tak be tak sawa chena nyepa minyepa. These two things. Tanya tak means Tanya means terminology. Ta means each has terminology, name, tree or house or person or each has special name. And with that thought, also word name. That name or naming object. As named, what is the, in reality, they are looking, that term, you see, and then imputed, and then namely, that meaning, and what is the inherent meaning there? There is a search, investigate, what is there, what is the revealing, on the top or bottom or inside, out, wherever the particle, there are so many particles, atoms, so many things, further divided, nothing you find. So, at that time, not found. That is Pasanga's view. Not everything empty of inherent existence, because there are how to say in English, I'm not sure you can say those things. Okay? When you term tanya means terminology, tak means imputed terminology, as meaning of reality when you search on the object and inherently there is something foundable, then is it a nyepa. And that is not minimba, is it a non inherent existence. Now Subhatandarika Matyamika, then below down Yogacara, August Bhavyashika, Svatantika, non Buddhist, everybody schools and every all schools will believe is something when you terminology when you or given there should be something foundable. Okay. So therefore, where in it for Subhatandarika Madhyamika also views person. Or in the Yoga Challenge view yesterday with Alaya Virunyana. When a person is searching further and further, what is the essence of that? Something should be found. Otherwise the stone and the person has no differences, right? This person has something to or finding out as name given on that foundation. Sometimes person, real person, is you can find inherent person. Oh yeah, Yogacarya will say Alaya Vijñāna is it, a person who traveling from past in the future life and through life also. That is the actual real inherent one, that one. Or then the other one is they not say Alaya Vijñāna, but Yiki Namshi means some mental, subtle mental consciousness, which is at the time of birth also in joining, and when at the time of death also rest of the breathing and the senses and the gun, everything, still there are subtle mind which is continue carrying the karmic seeds, etc., and then take rebirth, etc. There is some kind of continuation of the subtle mental mind, that is yiki namshi. Tenshi means as example of the person, or like that way. And then the lower school, Bhavashika and Satyantika, etc., some of them like subtle consciousness, some of them continuation of five aggregates. So some Bhavashika, etc., some of those. So therefore, anyway, they have, when you looking standard school, examining what is that, what is the, when you this kind of text of scripture, and they have some view of something like this way. Usually, normal, ordinary people, you don't examine. Just that, well, I, you are such, there's a house, there's a river, there's a mountain, without examining how, what is the revealing object of the mountain, etc., you don't. It has, or Pasangika is a consequential, is a more following. One way, most the similarity of Jigdenji Tanya, Ngani Jigdenji Tanya Kelling, Jigdem is on ordinary, worldly, common sense. Those things, conventionally, relative way, accept. So therefore, you, everything accepting is on a relative, conventional, worldly, without examination, without tanya tava taktun means the investigation to meaning, which is essential, inherently existing, searching. Then after searching, then findable is the exist. That's way of not worldly common sense. Common sense is just a conventional way accepting. Or that is Pasangika's view. So therefore, Subhatandarika Madhyamika wants to everything, table or house or hubs, each of them something foundable, self and the phenomena, and therefore inherent existence. or characteristic existence, but they are not ultimately truly exist. True means as they appear absolutely everything. That is in the reject. Whether that is the or difference is, okay, that is it. Now I can say that much. That's more than that I can't say. If you have more subtle, then you have asked to Buddha, okay? Okay, that is the what it is, what the difference is, so therefore, everything, this system, every whatever exists means a knowable object. Every knowable object are nothing inherently existence. Even a flower, saying the flower is just imputed. What is the real flower? If you looking what is the relevant object of flower, then you can't find. There are so many petals and whatever these subtle things, I don't know their name. And then there are a lot of particles and atoms and it's difficult to, or anything you can't find is essential. Or in the flower, or the table also, same thing, legs and tops and all these things, all together we softly, softly, this is a table, or say. So therefore, conventionally, or imputed way. Therefore, everything imputed nature. True truth is explaining. The true truth is the ultimate truth is the empty. Other than everything is the imputedly exist. Phenomenally exist, relatively exist, yeah, dependently, everything dependent on other cause and condition or part and whole, that is all of these without depending anything not exist. For example, Vaveshika, yesterday remember someone, is ultimate, real, true, inherent existentism. That means atom, partless atom, they accept, right? Or this system is or partless atom also not exist. There is no partless atom, nothing. Yeah? Okay, now realized. Okay. So therefore, some people, that is not comfortable. There should be something found in. Otherwise, what is the me and the dog? What's the difference is? I have something like different something. Oh, they are different in the combination part, way of softly naming, softly thinking. Name and thought is similarity. Name and thought also ordinary conventional thought is just not necessary to automatically everything goes reality. It's just the name. And this, this, and that, and this, and then you can follow in the thought also. So name and thought. Name and thought is more relative sense like that way. So therefore, tokpe-tabasam means the just a mere imputation by thought. Everything is mere imputation or by thought. Da means word, also name. That also mere imputation of things by words imputed. Okay, namely. But the namely existing and ultimate existing completely far. Therefore, nothing ultimate existence. That is the Pasangka view. Or some of them mostly stopped, but the some little tiny something still inherent existence. That's Majjhimika or other Majjhimika's view. Okay. And Yogacara also, you remember earlier, Yogacara, they have Buddha, Buddha, the skillful way, and Yogacara's way, and this the view is also Buddha himself taught. They are, for example, people have uncomfortable to everything is not truly existing, like Panchanaparamita Sutra is saying, is not comfortable. So therefore, all the object and the subject, two things, divisions, what our senses appear, everything real from the objectively, they own truly externally exist. That kind of thing, first to try to stop, there is no external object, independent external object. They are all mind by made by mind, mentally, these in that division, everything is mental nature. Mental nature manifested to as appear an object. That, how can that possible? Oh yeah, that is possible, like dream, for example, dream state, and then there's a house, and the good, and the bad, etc., fearful, all those things, then objectively not necessarily, so therefore, like that way. Similar, like, then Buddha's emptiness showing this illusory nature, many, many echoes, or magical elephant, or this kind of, various kind of mirage, or reflection in, or reflections in the mirror, reflection of moon in the clear water. So therefore, up there you look, and down there look, this looks like same, but is there down there in the real moon? No. What are similar like that? We have certain kind of, or the conventional reality. Whether that is the Pasangika's view. So therefore, when we say, when the yogis understand shunyata, emptiness or everything, all inherently not exist. Therefore, self also, I, me also, usually attach so much hatred to others, attachment, so they will egotistic view, holds the gust or gut. What is the English word? Gust?
Grasping.
Grasping and gust or something. Anyway, there is something real, real, some passion, and you hold here, yeah, that you don't want to release that one. So that one, and that is the, when you're looking, that is completely failed. It's nothing such thing. That holding firmly is the ignorance. That is the our problem. Our problem, enemy is this. The real enemy is this. This way, and you attachment rise to oneself, hatred to others, jealousy, etc. All of these coming from this. If you don't have this and lose, and then attachment, hatred, jealousy, usually what we have formed, that will be first loosening, or weaker and weaker and weaker, finally completely removed. No attachment, no hatred, no jealousy, etc., no mental delusions, completely removed. So therefore, good things are, good thing is those things remove apple. Those things are not automatically. So attachment, hatred, delusions are everything remove apple. If we have properly to take effort, Buddha said, Samji Rangshi Vesawa Chimanam Lubruvas. All this cleared away, the mental nature and the mind will be finally omniscient, pure, complete, and Buddha's nature. Everybody has, because everybody's, how much dirty doesn't matter. How they are pure, how we are dirty. Dirty means dirt. Dirty mind is not automatic. Nature of mind, same regime, the nature of mind is ursawa. Ursawa means the killer light. Killer light. I'm joking. This today I'm joking. Huh? Say killer.
Killer light.
Killer.
We compliment things by saying they are killer.
Killer, okay. They are killer light. And a clear or killer light or something, you have to that one. The nature of mind is the killer, clear light. Oh, that is the light. Because naturally, not exist in inherently empty of, so therefore clear light means empty. So the all these are scopes are temporary thing, nature. First the clear light. Then why I have so much problem, ignorance, attachment, hate, all these all obstacles, tima. Tima means stain. Why is this tima nan lubruas? Buddha is saying, tima nan lubruas, all these stains are lubruas. Lubruas means temporary. Okay, temporary. They are not firmly established, stable. They have lubruwa, temporary. Why they can removed by other wisdom, and then you can remove apple, get rid apple. Anything get rid apple is then lubruwa. If it is then permanent, absolute, then you can't do anything, right? And you can do all of these. So therefore, when humans and sentient beings, some much, much heavier, some are little lighter, some are more lighter, and the reason humans are much, much better in many, many ways, or especially the mind, the light, the mind comes much, much more than any animals, etc. Alright? So therefore, timanam lubruwa, that is have to know. Therefore, Buddhahood, freedom of all the delusions, is possible, not impossible. Enlightenment is possible, not impossible. We have also source or basis of enlightenment, also or potentials of that kind of enlightenment. We have, because our mind is clear. That means our mind is empty of inherently exists. Like now, looks like inherently all stops. They are never go away. Not like that. How much thick in the sky, like you know, yesterday and today, the sky is filled with the cloud, the rain, etc. Looks like never go away. But it is temporary. Why temporary? Because they are they have antidote, chasing away by wind, etc. Many, many other elements chase away. Finally, sometimes, no cloud. What happened? Where do you go? Well, we have that. You can possibly see. Same way, our dirty mind, thick or cloudy, and all these things, just temporary. But has to, or temporary, because this has, isn't it? Our antidote exists. How these antidotes, how they chase, now you have to understand our logical reason, scriptural reason of emptiness. That if you don't understand, impossible, then you can nowhere to understanding. If that is a basic fundamental emptiness, inherent, Buddha's mind and our mind, same equal from the point of empty, inherently not exist. Buddha's mind also in pureness, not automatically. If it's automatic, then he doesn't need it, many, many eons of the practice. He already, from the very beginning, he is Buddha. No. He has to do all clearing way, purifying way, accumulating merits, negative things, clear way, eons, eons, Buddhisattva practice, then he got that purification. Same way, we have same kind of ability or potential. Therefore, Ringi Bhavan, Chabatang, Buddha Madhya, Rik means that kind of lineage. Or chap means everybody has, even hell beings, even little animals, everybody has this potential. But right now, for the temporary sense of the humans and animals, etc., little insects, etc., there are huge differences. But that is not ultimate differences. Okay, those things, if you understand properly, and then you, or then whatever you trying to do, the spiritual goal, and how hard, how difficult it is, yet understanding that way to do, and that is the most important. Yeah? Mm. So, therefore, the path, the fundamental base is the beliefs in two truths, conventional truth. Now you understand, then everything has, the ultimate truth, conventional truth, two things, nature. All this covers conventional truth is this, what you see, color, shape, and all these phenomena visible. But they are not ultimate sense, inherently empty. That emptiness is true nature. So therefore, these two truths means conventional truth, ultimate truth. Me and everything has two truths from the very beginning. But the conventional relatives are cause and conditions relatives. In emptiness of in this permanent, never change. I am empty inherently. Inherently exist, right? Empty of inherent existence. That is something logically did or before I am not inherently exist, then empty, but later made empty. No. By cause or condition. Or when I am here empty, over there I was inherently exist. Not like that. All the time, everywhere, empty, never change. Okay? Whether that's empty is the emptiness of inherent existence, never change, and they don't have momentariness, movement by changing phenomenal things. You have the ultimate reality, nature, emptiness has no that kind of change. So therefore, also that is called permanent. Okay, so therefore we have Rig means lineage or Buddhahood, two lineages. One is a phenomenal lineage, is we have to become cause of Buddhahood, is knowledge, and merits, and virtues, practice of meditation, etc., practice of charity, etc., so many to bring their method aside. This, whatever you develop, turbines, starting, investigation, and meditation, and doing merits, those are also one lineage. With that, we have natural lineage, is inherently empty of our mind and everything empty. That is also nature. That is when a Buddhahood you achieve, that is called bodies. The Buddhahood have three bodies, or bodies, maybe sometimes four bodies, perfection, or the physical body, okay, mental body, and something else, also this kind of emptiness, and also cessation. Cessation is cease everything, all delusions, obstacles, suffering, etc., all of this permanently cease. Only permanently cease means some starvation, stopped everything, no more coming. That cessation itself also, once you establish this cessation, that never change. Never return, always ceasing. All like a cessation also permanent. Emptiness also permanent. So therefore, something which are knowable things, some are impermanent, some things permanent. that you should know also, right? Not to say everything impermanent. No, no, no. That is no good. Okay? Okay. Then what else? Let's see. I don't want to too many distinctions, too many things there are in the Majjhimika and all four schools. There are many, much more explanation, difference, distinction, etc., divisions, all those things, and you can slowly learn. But the most important, essential, what the goal, or what the objective goal, to first what you looking far for freedom, emancipation, permanent peace, enjoyment, that is up there. And to lead there, what makes to obtain that is the, on any kind of practice, meditation, etc., taught is not known worldly, commonly, those spiritual beings, especially highest perfect being, taught how they got there, what on the way to everything, what exactly, what should be done. That is Buddha's taught teaching like that way. So therefore, that has to follow. Whether that is often or the path like that way. So that is the one. Now what else now? And then there are a lot of differences, Pasangika and lower school, Majjhimika, etc. have many, many different from the point of object side things. They have different things. And then path system. Not path system, say object path, main object path, shunyata. That is differences there. And also, yeah, an obstacle, what you remove. Yesterday we talked, remove is delusions, obstacle, attachment, egotism, etc., all these mental delusions. And there's something much, much subtle that they left, mental delusions left to subtle stain, which uninvisible and very, very subtle kind of potentials left, predisposition. Those are the knowledge obstacles. In this system, knowledge obstacles, those are knowledge obstacles. And also knowledge obstacles which are these thoughts, true existence or egoticity or attachment, they, when they rise, they deposited a potential in our senses and mind. So therefore, everything when you see, the automatically real way to appear, dual nature or appearance are truly existing kind of things appearing. That also, or the nyinang means dual appearance, and something real things, what we always you see. This is the influence of these things. So therefore, even this is a little difficult, even arahants or bodhisattva, until you obtain enlightenment, you have still mistaking appearance to our senses, mistaking appearance. That also knowledge obstacle, source of that, and tuvenawa appearing in the wrong way. Even the arahants have tuvenawa, bodhisattvas have tuvenawa. Tuvenawa means mistaken appearance will never go under Buddhahood, to achieve Buddhahood. Some bodhisattva, on the other hand, so bodhisattvas, only when they meditating, only shunyata, rest of mind, level out, not rising, only meditation on shunyata, clearly seeing shunyata, and this mind do not have a mistaken appearance, except other conventional thought, everything, even bodhicitta, or compassion, so every of those basic understanding is right, but appearing to their now, that is still there. So those things, some of the subtles, maybe too much subtle. Yeah? Okay, those as it what are those things? Yeah. So then, maybe there is some space for questions. Yep. Now question.
So the autonomous school says that there is some kind of external physical reality separate from mind.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially Baba Viveka. Baba Viveka do not believe mental nature also. Like Yogacara's way. Baba Viveka, they are Subhatantrika Madhyamika has two things. One is more followed, like Sutantika, Satantika, like external accepting. One is more Yogacara followers. There's Madhyamika, two Madhyamikans, Subhatantrika Madhyamikans. Both of one is more close to the Satantika, one is more close to Yogacara. Some aspect, okay? Basic things, they are not truly existent, not except. But some these kind of except also, external or not. For some external object is true or not, that is the also. Baba Viveka will say, Chirujita exists. Chirujita is external object. Not automatically exists, but Chirujita, different entity. From mind or senses, there is out there, because that is okay. Even that is Pasangika also say, Chirujita say, dual, yes, dual is the object and the subject. Sometimes object is not nature of my subject, but it's different entity. So that is external object means like that. External object, conventional exists, Pasangika say. Other schools say external objects automatically exist. That is differences. Okay? All right. Yeah?
The Prasangikas, what do they believe goes from life to life? What is it that holds the karmic?
Okay. That is they will not say, for example, a person. That's a good idea. Or the self. Self is the other system, combination of five aggregates, or some say and then the mental, the subtle mind, or some say alaya vijnana. Pasangika not believing. That is the kind of merely tabam is imputed, some kind of pumbungam is five aggregates, from that some kind of imputed nature, reality. That is not mind, that is not body, and that is not some kind of flow, like something like that. For example, Mississippi River, when you say, is there in the water, something flow, water, something, there is the first yesterday's river, water, not today, gone. Today's water, tomorrow's gone. This morning's water, not this afternoon, they are all different. But there is some kind of flow of something with the imputed way, something. It's not each of them, this is a river, not you cannot say. There's some kind of imputed nature, so-called river, or that is the conventional river. That is the Pasangika. Same thing, self is like that way. Conventional life to life, from young to old, so there is no real specific something you can't. This body is not a consciousness or something. Each of them specifically you don't believe, but there is something altogether imputed flaw. Okay, that is the basis. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sort of phenomena in a realized being will see, you know.
understand? Well, I'm not sure exactly. Yeah? What to say?
So she would like to, later when she would like to ask the question for Buddha, what sort of phenomena will Buddha
see?
Yeah, from ultimate.
No, ultimate way, not seeing. The Buddha is seeing everything as empty, of course, that is. Emptiness, inherently empty, exactly he sees. That, conventionally here, there appears these and these, all cause and effect, good and bad, all these things. See as they are, Buddha. They have no extra kind of confusion or mistaking appearance. But he sees both the two truths simultaneously. Simultaneously. Yeah?
Is it, is it correct to say that if something, an object does not conventionally exist?
What?
Is it incorrect to say that if an object does not conventionally exist, like an elephant in the room?
Yeah?
Then there is inherent emptiness of that object?
No. That emptiness is not real emptiness. There's an elephant here. That is emptiness, or elephant does not exist here at all. That is known by everybody. So therefore, that is not a subtle lack of the elephant. That is the we can see. So therefore, that is not called emptiness. But actual real empty, because an elephant here, then how this elephant, this is real, usually thinking, then there you discover that is empty. Okay, then it's a real emptiness.
The reason that I asked,
yeah?
Because I thought that I heard you say that emptiness is permanent.
Permanent, yes. Permanent.
If the object, if the conventional truth of the object is not permanent.
No. Here is the elephant, emptiness doesn't mean. Emptiness, elephant is a base. Elephant, actually, conventional elephant is a base. It is empty of inherent existence. That is the poor evil. Anywhere.
Even when the elephant,
wherever elephant, doesn't matter, he is empty. So he's not there, no, so therefore, empty. Elephant empty of inherent existence, everywhere, anytime, anywhere. Okay?
Even here, even in this room.
Even this room is no elephant. Okay? Here, elephant is like rabbit horn. Rabbit horn inherently not exist, is not subtle emptiness.
Yeah.
Rabbit horn is not inherently existent. Everybody knows. Rabbit horn not permanently exist, sharply not exist. Rabbit horn is not big or small or beautiful or whatever character put there, nothing. Oh, this everybody knows.
But when the elephant is gone, isn't the emptiness of the elephant gone?
Emptiness or elephant?
The elephant is gone, then the emptiness of the elephant is gone.
Emptiness of elephant, in there, emptiness of elephant is not. So therefore, sometimes permanent doesn't mean everywhere, all the time. For example, space. Space is permanent. Space is not produced by cause. It is a movement by movement changing nature, or it can be destroyed or nothing like that. Okay? But occasionally in the space is imputed, etc. So therefore, when you are filled with that, then space is not there, but when you know space, then that is the emptiness of space. All of the same, the emptiness of space is the space, nature of space, so they both should be together. But the emptiness of cup also, and the cup itself is the same nature. But the cup has a changing movement by movement, doesn't mean emptiness change movement by movement. Okay? That helps to know. So therefore, permanent. Huh?
Srila, since you talk about this, can you explain the emptiness?
Of course, emptiness, when you say emptiness, is a cup is the empty of inherent existence. Now that emptiness of cup, is that also inherently exist? No. Okay? That also, when you look, search, can be cup's emptiness, when you search, you can't find real, here, there is the cup's emptiness, something solid thing, you can't find inherent thing. So therefore, emptiness of emptiness. Every emptiness also empty. So therefore, nothing inherent existence.
But you just said the emptiness is permanent.
Permanent, yes. Emptiness is permanent. Cups inherent empty of inherent existence, not changed. Permanent means that way, not changed. By cause, by condition, by movement, impermanent is momentariness, right? That emptiness is not momentariness. Our emptiness also not momentariness. Okay?
That's right. That permanent is sort of like 2 + 2 = 4. That would be permanent.
How now you are talking a lot of mathematical something. 2 + 2 also. Even I don't know 2 + 2. joking. And then what?
Imagine the mathematical formula would be permanent in the same way that emptiness is permanent.
Mathematical?
Like just the simple thing, 2 + 2 = 4. That's not going to change.
Well, an unchanging situation is the same, but they are not the same, maybe. Okay? And some ways in the same doesn't mean all the way same. We are all same as human, but are we same? No. You don't want to be same. Okay? Yeah?
Yeah, if a tree falls down in a forest, but nobody's around, does the tree make a sound?
Tree is not what? Forest? Tree falls in the forest.
But nobody's there. But nobody's around, does it make a sound?
The tree is there, and nobody is around there. Right, human? Oh, Buddha knows. All right. Huh?
The male body white is not objective reality, but only men and children. Why the sound is not objective reality?
Why not objective reality?
Yeah, why the sound is not objective reality?
Sound, what did you say?
Sound.
Sound of the tree falling.
Sound of tree falling, is it?
Nobody's there to hear it. Does it still make a sound?
Oh, yeah. The nobody is there. Who is nobody? You cannot say Buddha is not there. Some God is not there. Some Buddhist are not. The humans, ordinary humans, not there, anybody, they will not see. Or there was somebody, maybe animals or insects, maybe they hear. They may be being killed. Joking. Huh? Nobody means, I think our so rough, nobody means no human is living there. Jungle comes there. Jungle doesn't mean nobody there. Right? Okay.
Does it make a sound separate from consciousness of the sound? Is there a sound separate from somebody knowing the sound?
Sound.
Yeah.
Sound is object and the Pasangika system, subject and object. different entity, they is exist. That is not omniscience. Omniscience hear, see that sound, but seeing there is the tree falling and the sound, and that's okay. Right? What happened? What happened?
So there's an external reality.
External, yes. Pasangika view as the yoga channels will not external. Pasangika is external. External and internal is this subject, object. These two are conventionally both exist, okay? You don't deny like yogacara. There's no out there anything, everything mind. That is the yogacara's view. But the pasangika view, conventionally external things, inside things, conventional relative is like accepted, okay? Alright, that's good. Okay. Hold on, almost day 12. You must be hungry. Huh? Question. Wait.
Yes, Ila, you use, when you talk about the Prajnaparamita Sutra, you use this phrase, the no-nose.
No-nose, yes?
Yeah?
Heart Sutra says.
Yeah,
no-nose, no eyes.
Is that a Tibetan phrase or is that a Geshe-la phrase?
Oh, Tibetan phrase. No-nose. No-nose, no. English. Tibetan say, Mig me, nawa me, na me, je me, na, na me, 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 no, right? Mig me, nawa me, na me, je me, lu me, yi me, su me, da me, ti me, ro me, rekta me, oh, me. That is English say, no. Alright? Huh?
Me,
me. What a me, me, right? Me, me, right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you. We will stop there. And it was very, very nice to everybody come here to listen. All stupid Geshe, but what he's talking is something learned from his earlier great monasteries and great teachers, great lamas. Some of them all correctly explained, some of them maybe not explained. But anyway, you will get something from that, and that was a wonderful thing. And also, this kind of separating teachings. Teachings are, in this world, everywhere, pure teachings need. Without pure teaching, people don't understand, the ignorance, then they will have misery, suffering. So teaching will be killer, right? So therefore, I will say, Shantadeva says, Dwe Dunga Magic Book, I was quoting, Dwe Dunga Magic Book means the only one medicine to cure permanently. Dwa Dunga Magic Boom is, Dwa means sentient beings, Dunga means misery, or to cure that the medicine is only one medicine. What is that? Dwa Dunga Magic Boom? Magic Boom. Dewa Tamjian Jungwa Nam is also source of all Dewa means peace and happiness, everything. So that is the, what is that? Is the Dambas. Damba means teaching. Dhamma means Buddhist or whatever valuable pure teachings are verbal teaching, or from that verbal, then each people have getting understanding, realization, and or proper to getting ignorance slowly, all these things. That is Dhamma means Buddhist Dhamma. Dhamma is the one. Dhamma is the most the medicine. And to source of power spread, prosperity, also something good things, health, etc. Oh yeah, like that way. That Dhamma should be not stay in one place. Dhamma is not in the sky. And to like this way, Dhamma you have to remain everywhere in the world. And also, if that is spread everywhere, that will be source of peace spread everywhere. And if it stay in one corner a little bit, and then that Dhamma will be remain in one corner, rest of the darkness. So therefore try to get Dhamma to everywhere. So therefore, in order to get the Dhamma, Dhamma itself will not travel. So therefore, respect to the teaching, the teacher, and the inviting teacher, and go somewhere, etc. These kind of the supporting, assistant, Dhamma, Nye Tang, Kuti Tang, Jai Yu Ling, Nye Chu Chi, and Shanda Deva dedication. Dhamma Ti, Nye Pa, by wealth, Kuti means respect. With the doors, using them for a long, long time, remain in the world. That means until the samsara end, this should be have to have. So therefore, nyepa wealth also saying, why wealth? Because if you have nyepa wealth, kuti respect, those two legs, then you can't build this kind of temple. If you don't have, then the people cannot gather together, or then cannot get the teachers traveling, students cannot be teachers. Also, therefore, there are some people have support on this. Supporting itself also kind of Dhamma. So therefore, that way, in each other assistant, then Dhamma will be spread and remain in the world. Dhamma is remain. Then, as long as Dhamma remains, Buddha said, Dhamma remains. Dhamma means teacher himself. I don't need to physically remain in this world. As my teaching, as long as remain, wherever spread, I am there. So that is what Buddha says. So therefore, keep that in mind, and thank you. All right.
Yambame Vaya Kona Kondo